Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at some letters and sounds for review. I can't wait to get started. I just want to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end, okay? Let's get started. Write your name in pencil at the top of your page first. Please write neatly, not sloppy. We need to be able to read your writing. And when you're finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. We're going to color first. At the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. I'm going to ask you to look for some objects that begin with a certain sound. See if you can find something in our picture that begins with W. W. Do you see something that begins with the sound W? I see it too. Do you see the wagon? Wagon. Let's color our wagon red. Usually wagons like these are red and people call them the little red wagon. It's true, the little red wagon. I've seen green ones too, but let's color this one red. And then we'll color the tires on it black. So leave the tires alone for right now. Color everything else red for the wagon. So wagon begins with the letter W. It says W. W, wagon, W. W, wagon, W. Can you think of another word that begins the same way as wagon? Start thinking. What about win? I hope to win the game. I hope we win the game. Win begins the same way as wagon. What about water? Water. Yes, water begins the same way as wagon and win. Let's color the tires. I'm going to color the tires black. Does the word tires begin the same way as wagon? Tires. No. But these are on the wagon, so we're going to color them anyway. Wagon wheels. How about wheels? Instead of tires, what if we called these wheels? Does that begin the same way? Yes, that begins the same way. So we could call this these two wagon wheels. W wheels. So I have a red wagon and black wheels. Wheels. Wagon. They both begin with the letter W. I finished my red wagon. I finished my wheels. I'll give you a couple of more seconds, and then we're going to put down our red crayon or our black crayon, whichever one you're using. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. Look at your page. Can you find something that begins with a F sound? Something that begins with this sound, F. I see it too. It's the frog. Of course, we need our green crayon. I'm going to use my light green crayon just for fun. My yellow green crayon. And I'm going to color the frog my yellow green color. Frog begins with the letter F. F, frog, F. F, frog, F. Frog begins with the letter F. Can you think of something else that might begin with the letter F? Another word with F. How about fun? Yes, this is fun. I am having fun. What about? We have frog, fun. What about fairy? Fairy. Yes, that begins with the letter F. Frog, fun, fairy. What about the word cat? Does that begin with the letter F? No, it doesn't. But frog, fairy, fun all begin with the letter F, and wagon begins with the letter W. You've got it. I finished coloring my frog, so take 2 more seconds for yours. And then put down your green crayon. 2 and 1. All right. Can you find something in the picture that begins with k? K. Something that begins with k. K. Yes, cloud. Let's color our clouds blue. I'm going to use my blue-green color. Make a nice blue-green cloud. Cloud begins with k. K. See? Cloud. K. Let's color both of our clouds. See, cloud, k. These are nice, happy clouds. There's no rain. Cloud begins with the letter C. It is different than the way frog begins. Frog begins with the letter F. You got it. So cloud begins with the letter C. Does cat begin with the letter C like cloud? Yes. I asked if it began the same way as frog, and no, it didn't, but it begins the same way as cloud. Cloud, cat. What about could? Could. Mm-hmm, sure does. Could begins with the letter C. I can begins with the letter C. Can. K-k. I can color the clouds. I can color the frog. I can color the wagon. Can. I finished coloring my clouds. Take 5 more seconds. I know they're kind of big. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. Boys and girls, can you find something in the picture that begins with this sound? Oh, oh. Do you see anything in the... Oh, you got it. Ladybugs. What color are ladybugs? You know, they can be all kinds of colors. That there can be orange and black ladybugs, red and black ladybugs, green and black. It's true. Since we already colored our wagon red, let's make these ladybugs orange. I mean, come on. There are ladybugs. We can do it. Find your orange crayon and let's color those ladybugs, both of them orange. Ladybugs begins with the letter L. L, ladybugs, all. L, ladybugs, all. Ladybugs begins with the letter L. Now, the boy in the picture, his name begins with L too. Did you know that? You wouldn't know that because I hadn't told you yet. His name is Lance. Do you know anyone named Lance? His name is Lance. L. Lance. L. Lance has frogs near him, ladybugs near him, clouds near him, and a wagon near him. It's true. He has 2 ladybugs right near him. And his name is Lance. L. Lance. L. Let's color. Okay, well, I'll let you finish your ladybugs. I'm finished. So take 5 more seconds for your ladybugs. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Let's color Lance's t-shirt yellow. Even the sailboat. Color his t-shirt yellow. Lance has a yellow t-shirt. Lance begins with the letter L. Let's review. Wagon begins with which letter? W. Cloud begins C. Frog begins with F. And ladybug and Lance begin with L. Good. I finished coloring Lance's t-shirt. Put my crayon down. All right, boys and girls. There was one more thing in this picture that began the same way as frog. Did you see what began the same way as frog? Yes, the flowers. There are a lot of flowers. I want you to look at the flowers next to the frog. Look at the frog. There's a little flower and a big flower next to the frog. I want you to color the big flower purple and the stem and the leaves green. So first, color the flower purple. We're just coloring the big flower next to the frog purple. It's little. I mean, it's a big flower, but it shouldn't take you very long. And then color the stem and the leaves green on that flower. Just the big flower next to the frog. We're only coloring one flower because it begins with F, just like frog. It begins with F, just like frog. So it's a purple flower with a green stem and leaves. Leaves starts the same way as ladybug. Did you hear that? Leaves and ladybug. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Go to the bottom of your page and find number 1. There is a capital, we can also call it an uppercase, letter next to number 1. What is it? Yes, it's letter C. Go ahead and trace that letter C. C, K. And trace the lowercase C. C, K. And then scoot over. There's a blank. Hold it. I'm going to tell you if I want you to write a capital C or a lowercase C. Listen. Ready? Please write a lowercase C. Just one. That's it. That's all there's room for. C says K. Scoot across to number 2. What capital letter is next to number 2? F. Trace it. Trace the lowercase F. Scoot over. Hold it. Ready? I want you to make a capital F. Only one. Capital F. Find number 3. Which letter is next to number 3? It's a capital L. Please trace it. L. Trace the lowercase L. L. Scoot over. I want you to write a capital L. L. Just make one. Can you see the letter next to number 4? What letter's next to number 4? Yes, that's a W. Please trace it. Capital W. And then trace your lowercase W. And then write your own lowercase W. Lowercase W. Write your own lowercase W. One time. Okay, you can put your pencil down because for number 5, we're going to use our crayons. I really want you to practice listening. So look at number 5. If you look across number 5, you're going to see some dark black letters. There's a whole row of them. I want you to search and find the lowercase F. Can you find the lowercase F? When you find it, put your finger on it. And then find your green crayon and circle the lowercase F with your green crayon. Really gotta listen. Lowercase F, circle it with your green crayon. Stay on that row of letters. Search and find lowercase C. Search and find lowercase C. When you find it, put your finger on it. Circle it with your red crayon. Circle the lowercase C with your red crayon. Now I want you to search and find capital W. Can you find capital W? When you find it, put your finger on it and circle it with your blue crayon. I'm using my blue-green crayon. Circle it with your blue-green or blue crayon. Either one is fine. And the last letter that I want you to find is capital L. Can you find your capital L? When you find it, put your finger on it. And let's circle it with our purple crayon. Circle capital L with your purple crayon. And then pick up your pencil. We're almost finished. We're going to start on number 6. I am going to name the picture for you. And I want you to write the letter that begins that picture name. So the first picture is feather. F, feather. What letter should we write for that sound? Feather. Yes, F. Please write the letter F. The next picture is cactus. Cactus. What letter should we write? C. Very good. The next picture is whale. Whale. Write the letter. What do you think we should write? W. And our last picture is lemon. 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 What letter did you write? L. We did it. Boys and girls, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.